We are starting a new series for BASF on great growers, and we are speaking with Kip Cullors of Purdy, Missouri. And to call Kip Cullors a great grower is kind of an understatement, since he's actually a world champion grower. And Kip, first of all, why don't you just tell me where you're at right now as far as planting? It sounds like you've made some good progress.
Yeah, Cindy, we're down to where we only like about 2,000 acres of corn. And it's been an unbelievable planting year. We planted for 12 straight days and never shut the tractors or planters off. But it's just been unbelievable what we've been able to get accomplished this year. Just, you know, there's that old saying that, you know, if it's planting the dust or bends the bust, I hope it holds true.
Well, now, how did last year's growing season impact your plan for this year?
Well, you know, not much. We had an absolute horrible year, would be probably the best way to describe it, but you know, we really just keep on going. I haven't seen a year since 1980 that's been like that, so we're just on tune to do like everything normal.
What was winter like in your area? I know it was pretty mild in our part of the country, and we're not too far away from you.
We had one big snow. We had about an inch and a half one day, but man, I think we was only below freezing. You know, you could count it on both hands. It's just crazy how warm it was. We run a lot of cattle and stuff, and what they gained all winter long on wheat and barley and rye, and it's just nuts. We've gained in 3.5 to 4.5 pounds just off pasture all winter long, and it's a good thing, because as dry as it was last summer, there wasn't much hay here, but mildest winter I've ever seen in my life.
Well, how has that impacted the planting season at this point? And did you get enough moisture, that kind of thing?
We're in pretty good shape. We got a rain there a couple weeks ago, 3.5 inches, and about 5 days before that rain. And then when we dried up, we was, you know, full bore after that. But, you know, it really didn't really affect us much. We started about our normal time. And our barley, we have, about 1,000 acres of barley out, and man, is it look good. It's actually about 10% of it's went down, because it's really tillered really good this winter. We put a headline fungicide on right there at flag leaf, and then it's the best barley I've ever raised. I don't know what it's going to make, but last year our barley made about 110 bushels, and it looks 50% better than it did last year, so we'll see, but I don't know how to gauge barley and what it's going to make.
Well, what are you planting differently than you planted last year?
We're planting that new Pioneer 2088, 120-day hybrid. We had some last year. We had about 40 acres, and it's a big, big horse. And we're getting a lot more rootworm pressure, so we're having to plant a lot more rootworm hybrids out there that we haven't been doing. And so on our corn, we're planting a lot of 0461, 104-day on our upland. It's a triple stack. And so basically, we're just planting more triple stacks than we ever have in the past.
What's your, are you planting more corn, more soybeans? Has the prices affected you at all?
We'll have a few more corn acres. We'll have a few more soybean acres. You know, all the barley will be double crop soybeans, but, you know, my gosh, we're going to harvest barley here the 15th of May, it looks like, maybe the 10th of May. You know, double crop soybeans is almost like first crop soybeans like that, but we'll have between 12 and 13,000 acres of corn out, probably. You know, I don't know what we'll end up with on soybeans, not nothing near like that.
Well, I guess really the big question this year is what are we going to see as far as weed pressure, especially with how mild the winter was? What are you seeing so far? What do you think that's going to bring this season?
The weeds are absolutely horrible. We've got crabgrass that's, and normally that stuff don't come out until sometime in May, and we've got an insurmountable amount of weed pressure this year. Our hen bit chickweed was just absolutely awful, but we used the Kixor technology along with some Roundup, and man, it just burns you right down within 7 days. You go right under no-till and you know, perfectly clean ground, and then we come back over the top, you know, later on. But man, it's that stuff really, really, really works good.
Well, yeah, that's it. Start clean, stay clean, right?
That's absolutely the way you got to go. You cannot let those weeds get out of hand, because they will. I mean, those are the biggest yield robber there is out there, and the easiest controllable yield robber there is out there, just controlling your weeds. I mean, I don't understand why anybody lets the weeds get over 2 inches tall. It just makes no sense.
Is there anything new that you're using this season as far as herbicides?
We're pretty well sticking to the kicks, all the new Kixor technology that BASF came out with a couple years ago, and really trying to get away from that second spray on a lot of this stuff if we can. It's pretty difficult on that no-till where we're spraying it 30 days before we plant, so we're coming back over the top, but that's basically it. Soybeans, we use Kixor technology, and typically won't have to respray them.
I know you are busy, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I hope you have a great season, and we will be talking to you as the season progresses. Tell Michelle and the kids I said hey, and we'll see you down the road.